Ah, there you are. We've been waiting for you. If you've been struggling to get your personal fitness on track and keep it there, then you're in the perfect place. Because this guy is good. And I mean really good. You're listening to the Fitness Whisperer podcast, where you get simplified strategies and unique insights on exercise, nutrition, mindset, and life itself from best-selling author and progressive fitness innovator, Joey Atlas. He's been helping people achieve sustainable fitness success for over 30 years in ways that are realistic, doable, and super effective. And now he's helping you. So clear your mind and get ready for a powerful dose of health-improving, life-enhancing wisdom from the fitness whisperer himself, Joey Atlas.
Thanks, Melissa, and thank you for tuning in today. I'm Joey Atlas, the host of The Fitness Whisperer, and this is episode number 6. Before we get into it, I've got 3 simple things to share with you if you're brand new here, and 3 reminders if you've been tuning in. Number 1, if you're new to the podcast, be sure to subscribe to it. Simply go to thejoeyatlas.com/iTunes and subscribe. Super simple, it's free, easy, and you will not miss an episode. You'll get every one of them sent straight to your smartphone or device as soon as I publish them. Second, if you have not done this, and if you're new here, be sure to go to thejoeyatlas.com to get your free Fit for Life program. It's 14 instructional videos that cater to several fitness levels. Even if you're a pure beginner, you'll be able to get something out of these videos. And whether it's short term to get yourself going, or whether you want to rotate all these videos into a long-term program, these are going to help you tremendously. And you can do them anywhere. There is no need for a gym, no need for weights and crazy machines. You can do these at home, at the office, or when traveling. So be sure to get those at thejoeyatlas.com. They are free. Third, please share all of this. There is a lot of personal investment that goes into putting all this together. And it's because it's my passion, it's my gift, and I want to help as many people in this world as possible. So all I ask is that you share this podcast and the free resources and programs on thejoeyatlas.com with anyone and everyone you know who can benefit from hearing and getting their hands on these materials. All right, now we gear up for episode number 6 of The Fitness Whisperer. Here's the setup for this episode. Several weeks ago, I started recording daily fitness summary whiteboard walkthroughs on the Atlas Candid Cam channel on the main site, thejoeyatlas.com. If you're unfamiliar with that, or if you're new and you want to see those and start tuning into those, they're very helpful. All you got to do is go to thejoeyatlas.com, and in the upper right corner, you'll see a link for the blog, and you'll also see a link for shows. The Atlas Candid Cam channel is under shows. Click it and you can't miss it. All right, so what I did was, I think it was the first one I recorded, I posted and shared with a lot of my subscribers, got some really good comments. Actually, all of them were really good. I appreciate all the feedback and the comments and the interaction. But one of them jumped out because it held a lot of clues that point to the solutions for many people's obstacles that prevent them from ever starting a proper fitness program, or that push them off a program after they've been going for a while. So I'm going to read that comment to you, and then we're going to dig into it, and we're going to get some good information and actionable tips out of this that will help you, regardless of whether or not you're a beginner, or you're an on-again, off-again, or even if you're a fitness professional, a veteran of fitness, you'll be able to share these tips with your clients. So Julie posted under that first or second video, "Joey, I had brain surgery in December. Finally came home December 25th, and because I was unable to leave the hospital bed for 14 days, my body looks pretty bad. I am now on blood thinners due to blood clots. I'm 52 years old. I eat a healthy diet, no bread, no fried foods, very little sugar, although I do eat some fruit. I stay away from pasta, potatoes. I am 5'6 and weigh 150 pounds. I would like to weigh 135. I do very little exercise now because I am so tired after work, and I am a hairdresser and stand up for 7 hours straight. My feet hurt really bad at the end of the day, and even when I get out of bed. I need lots of sleep. I am not one of those people who can sleep 6 hours and be good. I like 9 hours a night, and lately I have been sleeping maybe 7 because of hot flashes all night. Your video plan makes me laugh a bit. You are a man who doesn't have to put on his makeup, you don't have to fix your hair, make breakfast and lunch for the day, you get to work from home. Your video is not for the average person. And if you have children, especially young children, a lot of them are up at 6 in the morning. You look fabulous, but again, you're a man who has a lot of freedom. Yes, I watch TV. In fact, I love my TV shows at night between 8 and 10. I just wish you were a bit more realistic about people. We want to be healthy. We want to take care of ourselves. But we, and I speak for a wide base of people, we are not going to be able to follow a schedule like yours that you show in this video. I'm not trying to sound negative. I am just being honest here, and I know people, being a hairdresser, I know all types of people, and most want to do better, but like myself, we are tired at the end of the 9-hour job, coming home, feeding our family, trying to look our best when we leave the house in the morning. It doesn't leave much time. Just saying. So my point is, this video isn't very helpful to most people. I appreciate your enthusiasm. It's just not practical. All right, so this is awesome. And Julie, I said this in the last video update. I really appreciate you posting this because this shows a lot of the mindset, the collective mindset of society that prevents people from the right steps or finding success. So what I'm going to say here and break this down is going to come with a lot of empathy and a dose of tough love. So let's get into this here. Number one, I do very little exercise now because I am so tired after work. I am a hairdresser, stand up for 7 hours straight. All right, so that's the first clue that exercise, proper fitness conditioning, should be a priority for you, because it will allow you to do what you need to do and not be so tired after work. That's a simple one right there. My feet hurt really bad at the end of the day. So I would give you a tip there. And maybe you're already doing this, but that little clue is often a sign that you should look into better shoes, better footwear that are made for your profession and your movement patterns in a full day of doing hair. I have no idea if you wear heels or flats or what have you, but there are progressive footwear companies that make footwear for people exactly like you who are challenged by this. So I would urge you to look into footwear, proper footwear. If you need more tips, maybe we could talk about that at a later date. Just post on the blog somewhere and let me know, or post on the Facebook page and let me know. Number two, I like 9 hours of sleep and lately have been sleeping maybe 7 because of hot flashes all night. That could be another clue that you are in desperate need of proper exercise, because without regular conditioning of the body and training, your body's going to start sending you signals. And especially a woman in middle age, one of those signals can be those hot flashes all night. If you're not properly exercising the body, and that includes the mind as well because they're connected, then you have a higher likelihood of these nighttime hot flashes keeping you up. Something to think about there. Third, you don't have to put on makeup and fix your hair. Make breakfast and lunch. Okay, the makeup and hair thing. This is huge. And I'm not going to be able to cover all this in this episode, but touching on it is going to shed some light on something very important. When it comes to makeup and hair, especially in our society, women have been trained to believe that they need to, quote unquote, look their best when they leave the house. The problem is the definition of look their best is very warped. If putting on makeup and doing your hair and neglecting proper exercise is looking your best, there's a big problem there, especially if that unfortunate prioritization leaves you getting out of shape, gaining weight, and getting more sickly on the inside month after month, year after year. If you're gaining weight, losing muscle tone, losing bone density, losing posture, looking really bad in the face because of how horrible you're feeling and the sickness that's developing on the inside, how is it that you can look your best? No hairdo, no makeup is going to cover up what true health and wellness from the inside can do for anybody, man or woman, regardless of how good your hair is looking or how much makeup you have on. Personally, I think women look the best who are wearing no makeup or minimal makeup. Yes, I'm a rare guy. I'm not like most, not stereotypical, but maybe that's a clue for you. All right. Every woman has beauty. Whether you see it or not is another story. And if you've been trained to believe that your beauty comes out of little cans and tubes and brushes that cover up your true beauty, then you really need to think about that. Because if that time spent put doing your hair and makeup is taking away from you possibly doing 15, 20, 30 minutes of exercise in the morning, that's taking away your health. It's taking away your longevity. It's taking away your life. At the end of the day, your hair is going to get messy. You've got to take your makeup off. But is your health any better at the end of the day after you've spent all that time doing your makeup and hair in the morning? Again, this is coming with empathy and tough love. I'm not saying you don't have to wear any makeup or not do your hair, but maybe there are some simplification steps you can take that can cut down on the amount of time that you're spending on doing your makeup and hair in the morning so that you still feel good about yourself, but you've made a shift enough where you freed up some time to take care of the actual things that are going to make you healthy from the inside that are permanent and long-lasting. Yes, I don't have to do my hair. Trust me, in my younger days, it was an issue for me when I did have hair because I took a lot of time on it in my teens and early 20s. But now, as you can see, my hair is not an issue. I simply buzz it once or twice a week and I'm good to go. Let's see. Your video is not for the average person. Maybe what I cover in this specific video is not for the average person, but that's not the intent. As I said in the video, I'm not posting this for you to copy it and mimic it exactly. Some people might be able to, but not everybody can and not everybody should. The thing is, the videos and all the videos and the ones upcoming are meant to give you various ideas, various ways, various solutions to fit proper fitness and nutrition habits into your schedule on a consistent basis. Not every day will be exactly the same. That's part of why I'm doing several video walkthroughs a week to show you that there is variability. There are variations. There are different life situations that come up in everybody's life. And I'm going to illustrate to you what I do during those times to still accommodate my main priorities. Number four. Yes, this is a big one here. The makeup and the hair is big, and we'll circle back to that one in a future episode or two, because I'm going to bring on some guests to help us shed some more light on that. But this next one is huge. Yes, I watch TV. In fact, I love my TV shows at night between 8 to 10. All right. That's 2 hours of TV time at night. At minimum, if you're in the TV room, watching 2 hours of TV, you do not have to be sedentary on the couch watching your shows. You can create a program, and I've got plenty of free videos. You may even have some of my programs already, but the free videos on thejoeyatlas.com and my YouTube channel are more than enough to create a perfect program that you could do at home, at the office, and while traveling. So take some of those videos, get used to doing them, and you'll be able to do them without having to watch them once you know them while you're watching your TV shows. It's that simple. You have enough space in front of your TV, I guarantee it, to do this. So that excuse is squashed without even talking about the issue of reducing TV time. So let's go there. You love your TV shows at night between 8 and 10. And again, I speak probably for a lot of people out there. You love your TV time. You love your TV shows. Now, I got rid of TV, I don't know how many years ago, but it was one of the best, healthiest moves ever in my life and for that of my kids. TV is not for us. TV is meant to benefit the producers, the celebrities, and all of the companies that advertise on those TV shows, those who benefit. The masses' eyeballs on the TV screen, on the tube, are what they need for them to profit. They just want you to be hooked and addicted to your shows so that you tune in on a regular basis. Well, that does nothing good for you. Sure, there are some educational programs. You know, I used to love the History Channel, the Learning Channel, A&E, Biography, etc. And I did watch some sporting events, love soccer and hockey. But that's maybe 10% of the population who would watch those shows. The masses who watch TV are watching things that bring zero value to your life at the end of the day and just leave you addicted to wanting more and more nonsense and drama and stuff that ultimately leaves you unfulfilled. It's part of the addictive quality of TV programming and TV shows. Addiction is another aspect that we're going to touch on in some future episodes because it transcends TV. There are several areas of life where addictions prevent you from reaching your ultimate best goals and keeping you there forever. We'll circle back to that again for sure. Now, let's say you look at this objectively. I'm not exercising. I don't have time. I do watch 2 hours of TV a day. Maybe I can make a sacrifice here because I value my life and my health and my longevity. So maybe I'll cut down to 1 hour of TV, and the other hour I will devote to myself, my health, my wellness, my longevity, my well-being. And there's a trade-off there. 1 hour less of TV, but that hour is being invested in you, your life, not somebody else's, not the celebrities, not the producers, not the advertisers. You're taking that hour back and investing in yourself so that you can start fixing some of these problems that you've listed before. So that's the time factor. Again, we're going to circle back on this TV topic in the future because it's a rabbit hole that is very personal to me because of past experiences and observations in my lifetime that showed me the insidious nature of TV and how it sucks the life out of people and prevents them from reaching their personal goals and optimal health. Number five, most people want to do better, but like myself, we are tired at the end of a 9-hour job, trying to feed family, look our best when we leave the house. Okay, here's the reality. Most people, and we speak of the masses here, do not want to do better and be in better shape and be fit and be healthy and have energy and feel awesome. They only say they do because if they really meant it and wanted it, they would place priority on it and they would adjust their life to reflect in those true desires. But most people don't want it. They just give it lip service and they don't do what it takes to make the change. It's far, far easier to avoid self-care with common excuses that most people agree on. This touches on the matrix of negativity I spoke a few episodes back. When everybody's in agreement that, oh, we don't have enough time and, you know, we have all these other responsibilities and, you know, we have all these other things to do, that it leaves us no time for exercise and fitness and doing the right thing. When 85% to 88% of the population are saying those same words, well, everybody's in agreement. We're all in the same boat. We can all stay in this downward cycle because we're all justifying each other. The key is to recognize that everybody wants to stay in that sedentary population where they don't have to take personal responsibility for themselves, make the proper adjustments so they can start evolving into their best selves and rise above the norm and move into that smaller percentage of the population who does value their lives enough to get into a proper mindset to make the proper changes in their lifestyle habits to get the results they really, really want, not just saying they want. Moving on to number six. My point is this video isn't very helpful to most people. Now, you're probably right in saying that it isn't very helpful to most people because like I just said, most, meaning the majority, still want to stay in this warped mindset that there isn't enough time and, oh, I wish I could do better and I want to do better. I have to start taking care of myself. Have to, want to, wish to, those are all words meant to just put these excuses out because most everybody else talks the same. So they're not going to get any pushback. They're not going to get any tough love like what I'm giving you today to say, you know what? If you really wanted it, if you really wished it, if it was all really true, you would make the proper changes in your lifestyle habits and your calendar and your schedule to reflect your truest desires and goals, period. There'd be no other questions. There'd be no other hemming and hawing. It would be game over. They'd be on the program. They would make the shift. They would be one of those people who you say, oh, they just decided they're going to do it, and they've been doing it ever since, and they look fantastic. They have all this energy. They're doing all the things they want to, and they're a real inspiration. I'm going to get going soon, too. And hey, 50-50, sometimes that person who steps out does inspire some of the people, and some of the people, they're not willing to go there yet. We call that the ripple effect. All right, so really, at the end of the day, this all comes down to priority. Is your priority making excuses, such as time and this and that, that prevent you from actually taking responsibility and putting in the daily and weekly and monthly efforts so that your health is benefiting from it, not just in the short term, but in the long term? Sure, the weight and the vanity goals are awesome. I agree. We all want to look good and feel good when other people are looking at us. But at the end of the day, it's your internal health and your numbers and your stats that mean everything. Your blood pressure, the condition of your heart, your bones, your muscle density, your joint integrity, they don't care about excuses. All they care about is what you're doing, the nutrition you put into your body. Your body doesn't care. It's going to react based on what you're doing to it. And as the years progress, what you'll see is a result of how you're treating your mind and your body. It's that simple. What you do affects what you get out of yourself, plain and simple. It comes down to placing priority on what is most important to you, and then truly acting on those priorities. Simple. All right, I'm sure we're going to circle back on that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to create a time shifter checklist that is an offshoot of what we just covered, and it'll be a checklist with action steps for anybody who's struggling to make or find time, since that is one of the number one excuses preventing people from proper fitness and health and longevity. I'm going to create a time shifter checklist. You'll be able to come to the show notes for episode number six at thejoeyatlas.com. In the upper right, you can click on shows, click on the Fitness Whisperer podcast. And if you don't see it right away, put in the search box the number 6 and hit enter or search. Show number 6 will come up. You click on that and you will see a quick free download of the Time Shifter Checklist, where you'll get the most important takeaways from today's episode that you can implement ASAP, not just today, but every day from here forward. That simple checklist could be the thing that changes your life forever. All right, I've got a few more things to touch on here before we wrap up. And before I give you the Atlas Action Coaching Assignment, the next thing I want to talk about is my annual physical. Earlier this week, I had my blood draw. And next week, on Thursday, I'm going in for my complete physical, where we will look at the results of the blood draw, and the doctor will do his thing, poking and prodding, making sure everything is in good condition and working properly. And I'm going to share all those results with you. I'm going to aim to get last year's results so that I could show you the relative change and how I use my annual physical as a motivator, as a benchmark for how I'm doing with my health and wellness goals. How logical is that? Most people, they avoid their annual physicals. They just want to pass them, let alone ace them and really kick butt on them. Well, I use mine as a benchmark. I use it as a goal for me to improve upon for the next year. I don't care that I'm a year older. What I care about is that I'm able to take care of myself so that aging is so slow that some people think I'm 20 years younger than I actually am. And I'm going to keep that going for as long as possible. So I'm going to share that with you. And I'm also going to share some of my tactics that I employ to keep me focused on that annual physical and full checkup that you'll be able to use as well in your own life. Again, this is long term. You know, we're talking 30, 40, 50 years from now. That's when all of this really pays off. Yes, it pays off in the short term, but how cool is it to be able to go mountain climbing and hiking and biking and canoeing in your 80s and 90s and maybe even hundreds? I don't want to be in a wheelchair. I don't want to have to walk with a walker. So I'm putting in the daily investment now so that I could live my life to the fullest for decades and decades to come and hopefully inspire you to do exactly the same. All right, next we've got two more things. We've got at the SculptiFit studio in St. John's and Mandarin, Florida, we do monthly fit cues for our female clients. And these are meant to show us and our clients how great a woman is doing from month to month, quarter to quarter, year to year in terms of her internal and external fitness. What's clearly visible on the outside, and also what's going on the inside. I'm going to and these are awesome. These fit cues are amazing because we also do photos of our clients as well. And some of them are willing to share their stories and photos. Right now, I've got a bunch to share, but I have to pick one. So I'll cover more in future episodes. And I'm sharing this with you, whether you're a man or a woman, to inspire you, to show you what's possible. Regardless of what kind of condition you're in right now, everything can change once you shift your mindset and you take the right action. So I'm going to talk about Nicole, and I'm also going to post her before and current photo on the in the show notes, same place as I told you before, at the site, episode number 6. You'll be able to see her before and current photo comparison. I'm going to read you her stats right now. And the reason I'm going to read you her stats are to highlight the things that I talked about in response to Julie's email comments in the blog post. This is why we make the change. This is why we make the shift. This is why we place priority on our personal health and well-being and fitness. So we're going to talk about Nicole. Now, as I'm reading this to you, I'm looking at her before and her current photo. And the difference is just, they look like they should be reversed. The current photo looks like her, I don't know, 15 to 20 years ago. And the photo from when she started back in September looks like it should be where she's at now. Well, the cool thing is we have this funny saying called aging in reverse. And this is what we're talking about. So she started in September of 2016. Now we're reading this in April of 2017. So what is that? I don't know. Five, six, maybe 7 months, give or take, of progress. Here's where she started. She came in weighing 255 pounds, and she admits the scale was creeping even higher every week, every month, every year. Her body fat percentage was 45.8%. Her hip circumference was 54.5. Her waist was 44 inches. And then we have some arm measurements here. So for sake of time, I'll just go over the big ones, and the rest of these I can post in the show notes for this episode on the website, thejoeyatlas.com. And when you see her photos, that's going to motivate you and inspire you, again, regardless of your age, regardless of your gender. So her current body weight is down from 255.5 to 194.5. That's about 60 pounds down. 6-0. And this is while building muscle density, mind you. Awesome. Her body fat percentage is down from 45.8 to 39.2. That is almost a 7% change, absolute numbers. That's awesome. That is impactful. Now check this out. Her hip circumference, this is the ultimate width of her hips, started at 54.5 inches. They are down to 46.75 inches. And when you see her photos side by side, it's clearly visible that that has happened. Her waist, starting at 44, is now down to 38.75. That is a solid, that's well over 5 inches change in her waist. And again, you can see this. Her whole body is shrinking down as it sheds the unhealthy, life-killing fat and as she builds nice toned muscles. Now, what I can't read to you on here is the look on her face and the energy she is giving off. You have to come to the site to see this. In her original photos, she actually had no neck shadow. It was just her face went right to her neck to her chest. In the current photo, she's got a jawline. She has a neck. You can see her clavicles now in a very healthy way. She has a smile that exudes the confidence and the self-esteem and the happiness she is gaining. Now, here's what's cool. Right before I started recording this episode, I had a quick phone call with her husband, Alan. Alan is a naval officer who helps train cadets in addition to some of his other big responsibilities. And seeing how his wife has progressed, we've had some good conversations. He keeps himself in great shape. And he knows I know my stuff. So he asked me if I'd be willing to talk about helping him with some of the training for the cadets. And I agreed, of course, because I want to give back to our society, our American society here and society at large, any way I can. So in this specific instance, I'm going to be helping him to help the cadets improve their fitness with more progressive conditioning and workouts. And what he said was this: "Hey, I know you have Nicole's latest fit cue and the results and the photos." He said, "Obviously, what we see on the surface there is stunning." He said, "But you probably know this, and I have to share it. What is happening to her mentally and emotionally is even more powerful than what's visible on the surface." Now, let that hit home a bit. He is experiencing firsthand this multidimensional, full-spectrum evolution towards positivity of his wife. Do you know how good that feels? For a partner, a spouse, to see the other go from one extreme, making a shift, and then moving toward the other positive extreme internally and externally, that's a game changer. That's a life changer. And he said what it's doing is it's showing this awesome, powerful example to their children and the other people in their lives who are looking for inspiration. They're getting it directly from Nicole's personal initiative and action and improvements. That's the ripple effect we're talking about. That's what can occur when you take personal responsibility for yourself. Again, those will be posted on the site. Come check out episode number 6. They'll be in the show notes. The photos are awesome. Maybe they'll be the trigger that you need to say, you know what? He's right. It's time for me to fess up, face up, show up, step up, and do it. And to close out, before I give you the Atlas Action Coaching Tip, next week, oh, actually 2 weeks from today, as I record this, Courageous K, the Kari Lynn, one of my big success stories from about a year and a half ago, connected with me to share her awesome success story, specifically about cellulite reversal and pretty much getting rid of 85 to 90% of her cellulite, which is not fat, by the way. Cellulite is an issue that involves dimpled, shadowy, rippled skin because of lack of proper muscle tone. And this is a woman who had tried everything. We'll go into more of her story when she's here. We're probably going to record at least one or two podcast episodes. We're going to share a lot of good stuff. We're going to probably do a few videos. But she'll be here in 2 weeks. We will be putting together a lot of good, helpful material that will be focusing on her story. And I'm sure she's going to have a solid Q&A on how I came up with the anti-cellulite methods, my body weight methods, the Sculpt2Fit studio, and the Sculpt2Bod machines that we base the method on for women and for men who want to do it at home. So look forward to the Courageous K visiting and everything that we're going to share in 2 weeks. And before I give you the Atlas Action Coaching Assignment, I've just got three simple reminders for you. Number one, if you're loving this podcast, which how can you not, subscribe to it. Just go to thejoeyatlas.com/iTunes. The subscribe will be right there. You'll get every episode sent straight to your device and you will never miss another episode. And by doing that, you'll be able to share that link with others who you believe also should be subscribing to it. That is a huge help. Second, be sure to go to thejoeyatlas.com to get your free Fit for Life fitness programs. It's 14 videos that you'll be able to use in a variety of combinations. You can use one or two or three of the videos. You can use all of them for a full spectrum program that'll take you long term. And these are things that you could do at the home, the office, while traveling, so that you have one of the biggest excuses removed. And that's going, taking the time to go to a fitness center and dealing with everybody in the gym. That excuse is removed. You can do these anywhere, anytime. And they are awesomely effective because they're all based on the principles that I follow myself, that I teach other people one-on-one when I'm doing consulting, and that the Sculpt2Fit studio method for women is all based on, that my coaches deliver in the studio for all of our female clients. And third, just share all of this. Share the podcast. Share the main website, thejoeyatlas.com, and the free Fit for Life programs on there, and the Atlas Candid Cam video channel, and the articles that I post on the blog. It takes a lot of time, energy, effort, and money to put all this together. You're getting it all for free. All I ask is to do one thing. Think of one person, just one, that you can share something with that will help positively impact their life. If you could think of 100 people, awesome. If you could think of 1,000, 10,000, perfect. Share it with everybody. The more we reach, the more we can positively impact, the better we can make this world. It all happens from inside, one person at a time. All right, now for the Atlas Action Coaching Assignment. So while we have our inspirational fuel for motivation music coming in now, I want you to ponder this. I mentioned the Time Shifter Checklist on the In the show notes for this episode on the website, thejoeyatlas.com, come get that checklist, print it off, or save it to your device. Actually, print it off. Go old school on this. Take that time shifter checklist and use it. What I have on there, I want you to actually use. Write on it with an old school pen. Don't type on it. Write on it the ways that you are going to start shifting your time, shifting your mindset so that you realize, wow, I do have time in my schedule, or I can make even more time in my schedule to invest in myself, in my life, in my body, in my mind, so that I can live the way I want to, not just next week or next month or next year, but decades from now. Picture yourself decades from now. Do you want to live with vibrance, vitality, and longevity so that you can do anything you want? Or do you want to suffer the consequences of a neglected, self-abusing life where you just let yourself go and pile on excuse after excuse after excuse to continue to let yourself go, and that other people have to push you around in a wheelchair, or that you have to use walkers to get around? You choose. Come get the time shifter checklist, put it into use, start using it tomorrow, make it a centerpiece of your simplified fitness and wellness program, and let me know about the benefits. You have any questions? Come find me on Facebook, come find me on Twitter, come check out the Instagram feed, or come to the blog on thejoeyatlas.com, and you could post right in the comment section of the latest blog post. I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you get better. And I'm here to help anybody else you know do the same. Thank you for being here. Thank you for tuning in. It means the world to me. And I look forward to bringing you episode number 7 next week.